Welcome back to the Eagles training camp show here on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Ross Tucker, Bill Polian with you. We are now joined by the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chip Kelly. Chip, Ross, Bill, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Just got off the field, had a productive day for day two, and excited to get this thing going.
So last year, I know we talked about some of the different nutritional aspects and practice aspects that you brought to training camp, some of which had not been seen in the NFL before. Is there anything new this year? Is there anything after having a whole year to study it that you've changed in terms of training camp process?
No, we're pretty similar to where we were a year ago. You know, obviously, just like you look at your schemes offensively, defensively, and special teams, you look at how you're doing things and you tweak a thing here or a thing there, get feedback from your players and what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, and how can we be more efficient. But we're pretty close to what we were doing last year. I just think it's year two, so instead of spending a whole lot of time explaining it, we're spending our guys really understand it, and our older players have done a great job of taking the young guys under their wings and kind of showing them what we're doing and how it works and what the benefits are to it.
I'm absolutely intrigued watching the practice, so I got a lot of questions here, but if I don't want you to reveal any state secrets either. But how did you originally get the players to buy into the up-tempo level of practice?
Yeah, I think everything we do here, we explain to them what the purpose is, what we're trying to get out of it. And then I would imagine last year they did it. You know, they didn't know if what we were telling them was right, but I think what ends up happening, and we have a former our assistant tight end coach, Justin Peel, had just got done playing in the league and explained a lot of things to Justin about what we're doing and, you know, what do you think the reception is going to be like? And he said the bottom line, if he were still playing, was it doesn't really matter what the coach says. It's actually how do I feel? You know, so if coach is going to tell me that I'm going to be fresh every Sunday and then I'm not fresh every Sunday, then we're not going to listen to him. But I think what happened with our players is all of a sudden when we started to get to game day every week, they were like, wow, I've never felt this good. You know, and I know every guy to a man in December was like, I've never been. Todd Herriman's, Trent Cole, D'Amico Ryan's, guys have been around for a long time, said, I've never felt this great in December. So I think they're the best ambassadors for us in terms of how we're doing it. And that's kind of, if you look at it, if you're a one, if you're a two or a three, you want to be in our camp because you get more reps than anybody else. You know, so part of what our goal is that, and I told them on the first day, I want everybody in this room of the 90 guys we have to make our team. The reality is there's 53 of you are, 8 will probably be on the practice squad. But if you don't make our team, the next goal is let's get you onto another team. So how do you do that? I think we do because of the amount of reps we get in practice. Our guys get a chance to develop a little bit better. You know, you go to some teams and the threes aren't getting many reps, and all of a sudden they're losing time compared to our guys. So I think that the younger guys like it because they're getting a ton of reps. The older guys like it because they know we're monitoring them, and on an individual basis we may back off. We may take Brent Celek out of a team period on a Tuesday afternoon and just say because – of the scientific data we have on them is, hey, we need to give Brent a little bit of a rest. But we monitor them very closely. I think they do a great job themselves of monitoring themselves. We're constantly asking them how they feel and understanding where they are. And I think they've got a trust in our system because we've been here for a year.
Talking with the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chip Kelly, here on Sirius XM NFL Radio Eagle Training Camp Show. Chip, were you happy with the tempo of the offense last year? I think I thought, after the first game especially, I think I thought you guys would run more plays than you did last year. Were you happy, or are you looking to crank it up a little bit this year?
Yeah, I think the misconception is plays run. I don't care how many we run. I just, do we run enough to score points? You know, so we've never had a number we need to run 80, 90, whatever. It's, you know, there's a lot of times when you have a lead, so you don't want to run a lot of plays in the second half. So you may have a first half where you break out and you're at 45, 49 in the first half, but in the second half you only got 25 because you're managing the clock and you're playing four-minute offense, even though you're not in 4 minutes in the game. You can start 4 minutes offense in the third quarter. You know, you're trying to get, you know, maybe milk a possession from them that they're not going to get an extra one. You know, you're up two plus scores. So what do we got to do here? If we can hold it for 4 minutes here and at the end of the third quarter, they may not get three shots at it in the fourth quarter. So the total number isn't, I think it's not always going to be up tempo. I think you have to be able to play both. You need to be able to play at a 2 minute pace. You need to be able to play at a 4 minute pace. So I thought our guys handled it really well for the first year.
How much time do you spend on the defensive side of the ball, Chip?
I spend time in training camp and practice and every day. You know, we're always offense defense, especially once the season starts. So I see every single thing those guys do. I go to every defensive meeting. So we structure our offense lifts while our defense meets, and then our defense lifts while our offense meets. So I'm in every defensive meeting. I'm in every special teams
meeting. Is there a lot of input, or are you more there just to make sure you know what's going on?
So I know what's going on. I think we've got some great coaches on that side. And then we really, as a staff, have a great cooperation and run a lot of things by them. You know, they were in a meeting today when Billy was out. You know, is that what you guys are trying to do? We were talking about, you know, releasing four strong and what you're going to get out of it. And I said, yeah, that is. And so we're always trying to help each other. And I'll run things by him. Hey, if we come out in this formation, this personnel, how would you deploy your defense to defend it? So we all get pretty good ideas. But I'm in every meeting, and I'm at everything. I'm not in the defensive game plan meetings because we're meeting offensive. Right. But I'm in every position meeting that goes on during the week.
How about the read option? You had a period where you worked on the ball handling.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an integral part of your offense? Does it depend on who the quarterback is? Where does it fit in a larger framework?
It's the best way to say it. It's a tool in the toolbox. You know, if at some certain time you need a Phillips screwdriver, we have one. You know, so there may be some critical times in the game where, you know, I think there's been games. I think Nick's high for carries was 9. You know, I think he outrushed RG3 in the game. We beat them here. You know, but it's critical times. And Nick's a very smart player. You know, he's a, you know, we're not looking for him to run for 100 yards. But if he can get us a first down, or if he can keep people honest and not allow them to gang up on, you know, an outstanding running back and an outstanding run game, that you have to have someone that will account for the quarterback. You just can't say the quarterback's not going to carry it. Is that if he has to carry it, he can keep it and keep people honest. And it's another facet that defenses in the league have to defend when they play us.
Yeah, you open the toolbox and let them know that the Phillips wrench is
in
there.
It's still there. They know it's still there.
What's the biggest area where Nick needs to improve after last year?
I say this, and I don't mean to be – he needs to improve on everything. I think people still forget that he's really a second-year player. He played partially at the end of his first year and then really didn't take over till game 5 or 6 this last year, then missed a game in the middle there and then came back and had a stretch down the end. He played the last – 9 for us, you know, so it's a maturation process that's still going on. I don't think he's even at 16 starts. Not yet. He hasn't started 16 ball games in his career, but I think it's also a comfort level for him. You know, everything for him, as successful as he was last year, was still the first time he did everything. You know, he just learned a brand new offense and getting comfortable with it. And, you know, now I think the one thing is we're getting comfortable with him when you have quarterbacks competing for a job, when you ask them, you know, what do they like, what don't they like, they like everything, because I think they're afraid to say they don't like something because maybe coach thinks I don't understand it, where I think he has a comfort level with us now of, you know, I'd rather throw it this than that. And we've always been, and I've always been, you know, what is the quarterback comfortable throwing? It doesn't matter what plays we like because we're not playing the game. But I think if he has confidence, and I think he's getting not only a better understanding of the offense and how it runs, but a better understanding of what he can really excel at. And I think that's the neat thing when you watch him on a daily basis continue to improve, because he's that type of guy. He's never satisfied. You know, although he had a season for the ages last year, 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, you know, he'll be the first to tell you that there's everything that he can improve on. So
how about the rookies thus far? Who's impressed you? And I realize it's early, but
yeah.
Who's impressed you and jumped out at you?
Jordan Matthews has really jumped out, I think, and Josh Huff at the wide receiver spot. Two guys that have great work ethics, and I think it sticks out. You know, when you watch them, we talk about finishing. I think every coach in the NFL talks about finishing, but when they're taking every single pass they catch and running 15, 20 yards after the catch, even though we're playing 3 or 4 snaps in a row and they got to hustle back to the line of scrimmage, Bo Allen is a nose for us that we took in the late rounds out of Wisconsin that has done a really, really good job for us. Taylor Hart's another defensive lineman that I think is really gonna push on the defensive side of the ball. And then Marcus Smith is really starting to develop, and we have some depth at outside linebacker, but you're starting to see him on a daily basis all of a sudden flash some of that athletic ability that we knew we had. So it's we think we got a really good group right now. We think we got a really